keeper.
Don't know if that was a design run or not, but a smart quarterback, seeing that the play was breaking down, senior Jimmy Lehman took that low snap off the turf and just took off around the left tackle. And that's all Brennan Wisner needed to come up and make that tackle after a short gain. But as you said it, Clark, 62, Jared Thalen is the guilty offensive lineman. He's going to get nailed for holding. So why don't you back that play up 10 yards?
So from a second down and six, this is going to be all the way back at the 9-yard line. Second down, 13 to go for Pahuam Westphalia. Two receivers wide each way. Lehman in the backfield in the shotgun. As to his right, that would be Cameron Wirth, number 42, rolling to his right, keeping for himself, and he's brought down to the five. A big tackle for number 20 of the Laker defense, James Dubes. The linebacker gets in the backfield and brings him down for an even bigger loss. Third down and a ways to go. They're at the 5-yard line. First down markers at the 21.
I was really starting to like Pahuam Westphalia's passing game, but they really only have one play, and that's just a deep streak down the field and show off your quarterback's arm. I haven't seen any other passing routes. I thought that was a perfect time for a slant or a curl of some kind. They go to the speed option where the running back leads the quarterback, and James Dubes is able to get off his block and tackle Lehman before he even knew what was coming, and a big loss on the play.
And going for it on third down and ways to go. He throws this one, and it is caught by number four at the 28-yard line, and this is going to conversion on third down. Garrett Trywaller brings it in for a huge gain from the five all the way out to the 29, a 24-yard reception. Moves the chains.
That's his favorite receiver. Andrew Siegfried's going to have his number all game long. And what Siegfried is trying not to get beat deep, but quarterback Lehman, every one of his pass plays, Clark, have been back shoulder throws. All he's doing is looking at his receiver, throwing it to where he is, not where he's going to be, and that receiver plants his foot and turns around and is able to create just enough separation, and this time it works perfectly.
They're going to keep it between the tackles on this one, handoff to Cameron Wirth, out for about a gain of a yard, out to the 30-yard line. It's a gain of a yard brought down by Blake Smithers on that front line for Lakers. Second down, 9 to go, 9:25 left in the second quarter, still no score.
Well, give credit to Brady Smith as well. Blake Smithers in on that play. Brady Smith in there as well. That whole defensive line stopped Cameron Wirth from going anywhere. Looks like they may have given him a yard on the play, but that would be it.
High formation in the backfield is a pitch to the fullback, and he trips up at the line of scrimmage, gets out to about the 32-yard line. Out of the bottom of that pile, that'd be number 15. That is Bryce Thalen, and it's a third down and seven situation.
Bryce Thalen, their lead running back, but if you noticed, Clark, Cameron Wirth gets a lot of carries. He's the better pass protector, the better blocker, so when they have passing plays or them options, Cameron Wirth is in the backfield a lot, and Bryce Thalen finds himself as the slot receiver in a lot of situations. This time, Cameron Wirth is going to take a spot out there on the slot. Three receivers for Pahuam Westphalia.
Rolling to his left to pass to the near sideline, has him, and it's brought in at the 40-yard line. They're going to say it is reception. Pass completes to number 33. That's Braden Platty, and move the chains. First and 10 from the Pahuam Westphalia 40-yard line.
Adam LeGault in coverage on that play. And again, this time Platty is going to go right at the cornerback, go about 10 yards, plant his foot, and turn back to the quarterback and come towards the sideline just a little bit. A deep out route and perfectly thrown ball. Those are those timing routes that if you're Lakers cornerback, you see him enough, you're going to have to gamble and try it, because if you take it away, you're going back to the house.
It's a pitch to the right and cuts him back inside, and Lakers front line brings him down for a loss of a yard. Blake Smithers with the big tackle, and the ball carrier, that was number 23, Justin Pohl, the fullback.
Justin Pohl getting his first carry of the game, but run right into big Brady Smithers, 78. But keep in mind that Brennan Wisner snuck around the right side and come diving through the backfield as well, and he had a shot at that running back too. But nonetheless, a one-yard loss on the play. Lakers doing a good job. They've done well on first and second down. They got to find a way to slow down this Pahuam Westphalia passing game.
7.5 left in the first half. Back to pass on second and 11. And this one's nearly brought in, but we have a flag flying as the pass was intended to the 35-yard line of Lakers. Four, that would be, that looks like it's number
15.
Bryce Thalen, but in coverage was Taylor Katie, and the flag gets thrown. More likely gets me a personal foul, or excuse me, pass interference against Lakers. That's exactly what it is.
That's exactly right, and it's the perfect call. A lot of contact. They've allowed contact early in this game, but they are not going to allow contact if you as a defender is not going to turn around and make a play on the football. It was a good thrown ball again by Jimmy Lehman. One-on-one coverage, which we've seen all game long. One-on-one coverage. Lakers are going to do whatever they can to stop the run. And that Taylor Katie was in good coverage, but instead of turning around and locating the football and knocking it down, he created contact, and it's an easy throw, an easy penalty called on Taylor Katie.
First and 10 into Laker territory, the 46-yard line. It's a pitch out to the right to number 23, Justin Pohl, and he gets out for maybe 2 yards, brought down by Corey Minetti, the linebacker. Second down and 8 from the Laker 44-yard line. 0-0 tie, 7:18 left in the first half.
Lakers doing an excellent job stopping the running game of Pauwama Westphalia. The only play that they're really looking back at was the read option that the quarterback took to the sideline, showing off that he has the ability to run, maybe even if it's not well, but he will. But they've stopped the running game very well, but now it's when you got to be ready for play-action pass or a deep throw. And that's where I think Brennan Wisner, who's cheating up to take care of the run, in my opinion, got to come back and help that passing game out.
In the pistol, Lehman hands it off to his fullback, and he has room to run. He crossed the 30 to the 20 to the 15, the 10, the 5, and he's in. Touchdown, Pauwama Westphalia. Justin Pohl breaks out for a 44-yard run and the first score of the day with 6:39 left in the second quarter. It's 6-0 Pauwama.
Those are the big plays you cannot give up if you're any team on defense, and it's just a read option in the backfield. A quarterback seen the blitz coming from Brennan Wisner. Brennan Wisner actually put a good hit on Jimmy Lehman, but he didn't have the football. Justin Pohl did, and when he snuck through the line and broke the tackle of Brady Smith with, keep in mind, Brennan Wisner coming around the end. There's no deep safety, and there was nobody back there, and Justin Pohl able to outrun everybody and get into the end zone for the first score of the game.
A 4-minute, 36-second drive, and the kick is up, and it is good. The extra point is good from Alex Thalen, and it is 7-0. Pauwama Westphalia leads the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers with 6:39 left in the first half, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Arnie Ruthenberg here, sales manager, Moore Shoreline, Chevrolet, Buick, and Seaway. With over 40 years in the automotive business, I have come full circle. Back where it all started for me, right here in Seaway. I'm committed to making every visit here at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick a pleasant one with unbeatable deals. New or pre-owned, see me, Arnie Ruthenberg, sales manager, or any one of our professional sales staff for an unbeatable deal that only can come from Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Seaway.
Seven nothing. Pauwama Westphalia leads the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers after an 11-play, 89-yard drive that covered 4:36. Pauwama Westphalia has now held the ball for 9:28. Lakers 7:53. As they're going to be kicking off right to left across your radio. Deep back for the Lakers at their own 7-yard line. Jake Kretschmer and number 1 Troy Chappell.
Lakers had been doing an excellent job on defense slowing down this Pauwama Westphalia team. They've given up some yards and some first downs, but they hadn't given up the big play, and they forced some third downs that Pauwama was able to overcome. But that big running play is going to get them on the board first. Let's see if Lakers special teams and offense can overcome.
Brought in by Chappell at the 8-yard line, and he's hit hard at the 14-yard line. That's where he'd be brought down. They're actually going to mark him down to the 15. It's an 11-yard gain for Troy Chappell, brought down by number 53 on special teams. That's Lance Rademacher. And first and 10 for Lakers, trailing 7-0 at their own 15-yard line.
That's a long field ahead. A good kick by the special teams of Pauwama Westphalia. Alex Thalen, very good kicker. He showed that on that extra point, Clark. That ball still might be going. He can really boot it. But now this is an important drive for Lakers. It's not the end of the game. It's not the end of the world. We're still in the first half. But you just gave up your first touchdown. Help your defense out. See if you can move the ball, get a couple first downs, and maybe find a big play of your own.
And it's a pitch to Preston Warren around the right end. He tries to get out of his first tackle, and he's finally tripped up at the 17-yard line for a gain of 2 on the play. brought down by number 15 on defense. That's Bryce Thalen.
Bryce Thalen having a nice game so far on defense. It's only a matter of time before he gets involved in the offense too, but nonetheless, reading that play well, is following Preston Warren. As soon as he went in motion, he shifted the same direction. When that pitch came around the outside, Preston Warren thought he saw a lot of green grass until Bryce Thalen cut him off real quick for a very little gain of maybe a yard or two.
Lakers only 32 yards of offense so far on the day. Second down and 8 from their own 17-yard line. Taylor Keady in motion to the far sideline, rolling to his left as Wisner to throw. It is caught, brought in by Preston Warren. Breaks free of a tackle and has a first down, brought down to the 30-yard line. That is a 13-yard gain.